Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our program, hour number two. And for those of you watching on TV, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who has decided she wanted to spend Friday with us one more time. We're talking with Michael in Arizona. And Michael, you were talking about some information you found about vaccines that are designed to sterilize human beings, I believe.
That's right. And they do use an mRNA platform. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is blocking GnRH. Mm-hmm. It's a hormone that all mammals need to reproduce. So these vaccines don't just, they use them on livestock, like mares that they don't want to reproduce, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found human trials going back to 1987. Mm-hmm. And you start looking up these search terms that, and you start putting in like the FDA COVID vaccines. You'll start finding these terms that are related to each other. So it's looking like they might have, you know, Bill Gates, he said this a long time ago, that we got to reduce that population with better vaccines and healthcare and all this stuff.
Yeah, he's not made any secret of that design of, reducing the human population through vaccines. And, there was another situation that came out a few years ago called the epicyte gene. This was a gene that was inserted into a GMO corn. And anybody who ate that corn became sterile. And that was promptly bought up by a consortium of companies, mostly Monsanto.
Right. And check this out. This is crazy. So in order for this immunocontraception or immunocastration vaccine to work, you have to give a booster shot 4 weeks after the initial injection, or it doesn't
Interesting.
Stick.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Yeah. So I need all the Rivero Rangers to go search these terms out, because you'll dig them up. You'll start coming up with, you know, peer-reviewed journals and everything. Immunocontraception, immunocastration, GRNH hormone. And, I found all this stuff. It's crazy. And, that's just all what I wanted to relate to you guys, because that's what I think is really going on. I mean, I know there's a lot of different side effects and stuff like that, but they wouldn't want to just outright kill everybody. They want to sterilize people. And that's,
you know, we've already been seeing birth rates in decline in this country for quite some time. Up until now, it's actually mostly been within the Hispanic community, which mm-hmm. are consumers of corn, and suggest that the gene in question may have actually broken into the wild. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. And Claire, what is it you want to talk about today?
Well, first of all, Mike, thank you for having me on the show, mm-hmm. and hello to all of our listeners and readers. I want to talk about two incidents regarding the weaponization of language, which have just sort of smacked me in the face like the nether end of a wet seal. Now, this comes to us from Information Liberation and appeared at Newsmax.com. Apparently, Homeland Security head Alejandro Mayorkas, together with his underling, John Cohen, and the people at the Anti-Defamation League, went on CNN Wednesday to characterize all white Americans as domestic violent extremists. Let me say this one more time so it sinks in. Domestic violent extremists, in line with the Taliban, mm-hmm. who are poised to start committing terrorist acts at any moment. Now, Mike, the reason that I just sort of felt this funny feeling in the pit of my stomach, I realized that these are the same kind of tactics that the globalists use consistently to smear all Muslims, even the most peace-loving, as terrorists in order to launch the war on terror in the Middle East. And now they're being used against the American people.
Well, against the white people.
Yeah.
You know, it's a continuation of this anti-white agenda that we have seen in critical race theory and reverse affirmative action. And now we have, at a time when we thought segregation had gone away, mm-hmm. now you have black students demanding universities give them blacks only safe spaces because they don't want to have those white people around.
Yeah, and this guy is a very bright guy. I mean, he finished his doctorate of law at Loyola with distinction. He mm-hmm. is no dummy. So I am metaphorically scratching my head and saying, Mr. Mayorkas, ¿qué pasa? So here's the deal. I'll get to that reference a little later. I can't change my ancestry or my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We may be able to do that in the future, but not now. But I want to explain to this gentleman that even though my heritage is pretty hopelessly, boringly European, I am the radical opposite, the polar opposite of a radical, violent, or racist human being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Christian pacifist activist, and that means I would appreciate this government achieving its geopolitical objectives without war and without violence.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, I know. And so let me be very clear on this. I belong to one race and one race only. It's called human,
mm-hmm.
which means I am part of the family of humankind, even when people don't look like me. They are still brothers and sisters I haven't met yet. And I would say that this gentleman has just done a commendable job of weaponizing language and creating guilt by association and guilt due to genetic heritage. Now, I know that this gentleman came here as an infant from Jewish refugees from Cuba. But as Americans, isn't this kind of language just what we are not supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Tar a lot of people with the same dangable broad brush.
Well, that's supposed to be it, yeah.
You know, and I'm just outraged, and I have absolutely no liking or affection for the Taliban. But I've got to tell you, Mike, what I think from the people locally with whom I speak is that Americans who care very much about the future of this country are understandably upset, not that the U.S. left Afghanistan, but left Afghanistan in chaos and in the worst possible state they could leave it.
Yeah, Biden screwed the pooch on this one. I mean, he could not have done a worse job if he had tried to.
Yeah. And there is one thing I want to make perfectly clear to all those cursed to have to listen to this on behalf of the government. And I need you to hear me very clearly. Had we been able to leave Afghanistan as a stable, democratic-centric government taking care of its people and working on ways to develop its resources so that everyone could benefit, the lives snuffed out by this war, or the people who were maimed for life,
mm-hmm.
maybe the war would have been worth the sacrifice. But at this moment, Mike, I've got to tell you, the hard reality for me is that all those people who died or were left maimed for life
mm-hmm.
only had that happen to enrich the pockets of those in the military industrial complex, and boy, did they get fat on
well,
this one.
Well, don't forget, it was all that opium that was coming on out to the drug lords, both legal and illegal.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the oil company consortium got their pipeline right of way.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it all hunky-dory. But basically, we took 20 years,
mm-hmm.
four presidents, $2.3 trillion, and 240,000 lives
yep.
to replace the Taliban with the Taliban.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the waste and the graft was absolutely obscene
mm-hmm.
from administration to administration. And I do intend to peacefully, calmly, and logically draw people's attention to this fact in every possible way that I can. Now, I refuse to allow this gentleman to change the subject, which is what he's trying to do with
you
his
mean,
booga booga. Mayorkas. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because from now until the midterms and the 2024 election, I will keep reminding people of this over and over again. And the American people do have a right to be angry at this, from George Bush's mm-hmm. to Barack Obama's to Trump's and finally to Biden's presidency. We have been lied to big time, and it's time for the lies to stop and a logical assessment of what the heck happened in Afghanistan for the last 20 years has to come forward, but it has to be a dish served cold. The American people need to learn the truth, and those who initiated these lies to start this war, then perpetuated it, should not be hobnobbing with their elite and moneyed friends. They should most certainly, in my perspective, be cooling their heels in prison for the rest of their miserable lives and not at a club fed, as a lesson for future governments to never, ever, ever do this to the American people again.
Well, I remember after the French Revolution and you know, all those guillotinings, French government that finally emerged was very respectful of the people for about 100 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, so anything else on this topic, or can I take a phone call?
Oh, we have a phone call.
Let's take our phone call. Let's go on over here to Stephen in Chicago. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Hello, Claire. How are you both doing?
Doing great.
Good, good. Just one quick question before I get to my talking point. I really liked your website. I've been following it for many years. Do you have any upcoming articles or anything you're working on as far as the site?
Well, I'm always working on new things for the site. I mean, do you have something specific in mind?
Just like any kind of like new articles that that you're kind of working on, something that you can share with us that we're going to be looking forward to in the future?
Well, not really at the moment. I mean, obviously, we're coming up on the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and I'm focusing some effort on basically putting that back in the public mind, you know, all the reasons not to trust the official story on that. And nothing else major right now. I'm mostly just focused on looking at the current news and filtering it through and commenting on it for the main page.
Okay, that's good. Good to hear. So now what I called about was I saw this video last night, and you had put it up on your webpage by the Corbett Report.
Yes.
So you saw the video.
Yes.
So basically, it's the Straits Times ran this article basically saying that there's potential terror attacks that could be happening on the COVID vaccine infrastructure and such and such.
Yeah.
And then, you know, later in the article, it says, oh, well, we have no information that really, you know, gives us any concrete evidence that this is going to happen. And James Corbett.
But be afraid anyway. You know, we're thinking it might happen. We don't have any proof it's happening, but be afraid. You know, feel sorry for the vaccine centers.
Yeah, just because, you know, the narrative is, you know, if you're an anti-vaxxer, or, you know, you're bad. If you're anti-masker, you're bad. And now that this development in Afghanistan is happening, and, you know, Claire just shared, you know, said that, you know, that, they're, you know, the Taliban's ready to do any terror attacks when they want to. And so just if something kind of goes boom, you know, in the night, just, you know, everybody listening to the show now, I really suggest checking that video out. And, yeah, you know, if something really comes along that does happen like that, let's be ready and be well-informed that, you know, not to necessarily just go ahead along with the story. Let's be skeptical and ask some serious questions. And
well, skepticism is a very healthy thing in this day and age, but what Claire was talking about was not the possibility of terror from the Taliban, but this idea that is being put out by the Department of Homeland Security that white supremacists in this country are aligned with the Taliban and are getting ready to carry out terror attacks. So my my concern is you know, we're not forgetting Afghanistan. We're not being distracted by all this Texas abortion law stuff. So they may be getting ready to, like, blow up some buildings and blame white supremacists and China and Russia and Iran and try and solve their problems that way.
Yeah, it's totally crazy times we're living in, isn't it? Just be aware that, you know, let's all just be ready in case something does go boom in the night. But that's all I wanted to call about. You guys have a great extended weekend, and take care. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much here. And Claire, what else do you have to talk about?
Well, I'd like to kind of further this idea. I think that Mr. Mayorkas has to understand that a lot of Americans are very angry, but for perfectly legitimate reasons. And that doesn't make me, or anyone who looks like me, heaven help them, a terrorist or supporter of the Taliban. Far from it. And I would call this some of the most rash and illegitimate use of language coming out of the mouth of a government official recently. And I have to metaphorically scratch my head and say, why now? Is it just to change the subject? Or is there a deeper, darker reason that this j'accuse was made on Wednesday? Mike, your thoughts on this?
Well, like I said, right now, you know, the government wants to distract the American people away from Afghanistan. The Texas abortion controversy isn't doing it. And so I think as we come up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, we may see another 9/11 style attack, which will be blamed on whoever it is the U.S. government wants to make war on, which, as I mentioned before, is white supremacists, Russia, China, and Iran, and maybe Liechtenstein.
The usual suspects.
The usual suspects, yes.
What I am very concerned about is that the next quote-unquote domestic terror incident will be blamed on people who think a little differently than those who are currently in power. And Mike, your thoughts on this. Do you think
I think the people in power are insane and sociopathic, so I think we definitely are thinking differently than they are.
Are we in, do you seriously think that we might be in for a suspension of the Constitution and Bill of Rights?
They're already talking about how free speech has become a danger to our society. We covered that yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Second Amendment's under attack. They're already ignoring the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. They're certainly ignoring the Tenth Amendment. And now they're basically saying, you know, free speech has to be controlled. It has to be brought in the line because, you know, anybody not agreeing with the government is putting out misinformation, and that has to be stopped. I mean, down in Australia, which is sort of becoming the template for the new fascist world order, Australian law has been changed where the government can go into your social media posts without a warrant and actually edit them, completely change around what they say or put things in there to make you look bad.
That is madness.
That is, it's complete madness, but that's where we're going. I mean, these totalitarian governments, they're in a panic. They're losing control of the population. We've been lied to way too many times. Nobody trusts the government. Trust in the government's at an all-time low.
Right.
Trust in the corporate media is at an all-time low.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to figure some way they can get it back without sparking a civil war.
I would like to hope that they realize that they cannot control the narrative. That's their problem. That's been the problem since the Clinton administration.
I think if they were thinking objectively, they would realize that yes, the time has come to change their approach to the American people, to be a little bit more forthright and honest. But we're dealing with people with absolutely monstrous egos. And a good example I mentioned earlier in the show, Nancy Pelosi now sees herself as over the United States Supreme Court.
I
think we're dealing with people who are never going to admit they're wrong, never going to think they've made a mistake, you know, right up to the moment they're tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail.
And a closing point on this part of my talking points. And I hope that Mr. Mayorkas perhaps hears this at some point. And the line is not original with me, Mike. And that line is, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And now with the U.S. training the Ukrainian military, giving them weapons, and ensuring that NATO troops are moving ever closer to the Russian border, I am deeply concerned that we will have learned nothing from this vile, immoral, and insane war in Afghanistan.
No, they never learned. I mean, they didn't learn the lessons of Vietnam, or they wouldn't have messed up so badly in Afghanistan. And everybody, you know, thinks, well, we're going to do exactly the same thing, but we can make it work because we're smarter than they were. And we have God on our side. And we have good intentions. And then they promptly make the same mistakes all over again. And the reality is the U.S. war agenda is not going very well. We're not winning in Syria. Syria is now trying to get us to leave. We didn't really win in Iraq. We just sort of carved out a piece of it to sit on, and the Iraqis are tolerating us at best. We never won in Korea. We certainly lost in Vietnam. And now we've lost in Afghanistan. And what does the U.S. government do? Well, let's see. We've already bankrupted the country with war, like the former Soviet Union. Let's just go on and bankrupt the country by going to war with, well, I don't know. Let's get out the dartboard. That's China. Yeah, we're going to go to war with China. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have a caller on the line, Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I had a show idea. I think you did a really good job on All Wars or Baker's Wars.
Thank you.
And, yeah, and I think with your ability to analyze, if you did a big series on what really happened with the Holocaust, I think the truth really needs to come out about this.
I think the truth is already out there. Now, when I did All Wars or Banker's Wars, I was putting out a concept that really had not gotten a lot of play, which was the inevitable link between economics and warfare. But, I mean, there are so many people who've come out there with so much research about the Holocaust. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit in the past. Frankly, I'm suffering Holocaust burnout. And I don't know that I would really have that much to add to the discussion that hasn't already been said.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think it's because it's the root of so much propaganda we're under as far as the Zionism. I mean, if you watch mainstream media... I mean, I watch Netflix, and they have a new series, Lansky, you know, depicting Meyer Lansky like a hero because they show him beating up Nazis and the Lindbergh stuff. The whole media complex lies so much about this. So it's like it's not...
Well, they also lie about a lot of other stuff. And I sort of view the Holocaust as a huge fraud, but one of many. And, Roosevelt goading the Japanese into Pearl Harbor and then claiming it was a surprise attack. That's a biggie. Look at how that shaped world history. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, which led to the disaster in Vietnam. Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Spanish-American War. The way rulers rule us is they lie to us. They tell us stories. They get us to believe the stories because we're trained from birth to rely on belief rather than reason. That's why when you're growing up, they tell you fairy tales, and at Easter, they give you candy, and at Christmas time, they give you presents so that you believe in the bunny rabbit, and you'll believe in the fat elf from the North Pole, and you'll believe in all this stuff, because once you allow beliefs to control you, those who control those beliefs have control over you.
That's a very good point. And it really is. I mean, it is really, it's like Hansel and Gretel. If you believe in the Holocaust, you might as well believe in Hansel and Gretel, you know, as far as putting the kids in the oven and the witch eating them and stuff. Because that's how, that was my point. I think Mike Enoch would be a great guest. He extensively, I had no idea really how big it was. I mean, they reconstructed the crematoriums, the shower heads were just
those didn't even exist when the camps were running as slave labor camps. Those those were built to deal with the typhus epidemics that swept Germany just before its collapse. And the typhus appears to have been introduced to Germany by the German soldiers retreating from Russia, which was having a lot of problems with typhus at the time.
What do you think happened with most of this Jewish population? I think a lot of them just changed their name and moved to Israel, or maybe came to America and then moved to Israel.
I don't think there were that many in the camps. I mean, a lot of people were in the camps besides the Jews. I know that the belief is it was Jews only, but no, it was Gypsies, it was Poles, it was the mentally retarded, it was the gays were in there as well, and they were basically manufacturing material for the German army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean,
like
there's no
labor system today.
Yeah, and we had our own camps, and I mean, there's literally no grave, like 6 million graves. You know, there's no lampshades.
Wouldn't it make sense? No. look at this real quick because we're almost out of time here. You had Germany starved for fuel, fighting a war. Does it make sense they're going to put all these prisoners on trains and truck them from one country to the next to a camp? And then go through the trouble of killing them there. If they'd really been intent on simply executing these people, they just would have put a bullet in their head right where they found them, and that would have saved a lot of money. No, these prisoners were valuable to the German war machine to make boots and helmets and uniforms and all that other stuff. I visited Dachau when I worked in Germany, and the docents there said, there was no death camp here. It was a factory. It was a slave labor factory to support the German war machine. And that's exactly what happened. Dan, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to start with Al in Canada. But Al, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You forgot fear, right? To control
yes.
population. You
yes,
know, you better
absolutely.
Watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Yeah, well, fear is the fifth force.
There's the music, right? Oh, it went
not
away.
Quite. We've got 15
okay,
seconds.
So I wanted to talk about COVID passports. Before I do that, after 5 years, I was kicked off of Daily Mail. And you know why?
Why?
Lieutenant Michael Byrd. They were running
all
a story
right.
that saying
right
that NBC or ABC
hold
was
right
going to announce who it was.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold that thought. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Byrd, we got to take a break for commercials, and then we'll come back to you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
You were talking about how you got kicked off the Daily Mail, so please regale us with that story.
Yeah, so on the 25th of August, I got an email saying that I was banned. The day before, they had run a story about NBC or some other, you know, one of these MSN media outlets that were gonna they were gonna actually disclose who this person was that shot Ashley Babbitt. Mm-hmm. And I posted, his name was Lieutenant Michael Byrd. Right?
Okay.
And so, you know, the next day I opened up my, I went to log in, I couldn't, and I checked my email and I was banned for telling the truth.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I know that feeling. I've been kicked off of Facebook and, you know, YouTube and... you know, I tend to hang out at TLB Talk, and let's see, having to fix some things here.
So, like, that just goes to show you how far we've gone. I mean, it's just insane. There was a video and a few videos posted of her, of that lady being shot, and you could see who shot her. So it didn't take much. I think it was the Gateway Pundit, right, that ran the story? Yeah. So it didn't really take much to figure out who this guy was. But anyway, so that happened. So you have a story there about 100 kids having a heart inflammation, heart problems with the in Ontario with these potions. It's a lot more than that. But anyway, these and now the premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, who is a high school dropout and a drug dealer. He was dealing drugs in high school.
yeah, no wonder he's a success rich, in politics.
So, of course.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Of course. So, you know, they're mandating vaccine passports in Ontario for,
well,
for everything except retail.
Well, he's put that plan on hold, as I understand it. He didn't like the way it was going to be implemented, and so he's put it on hold for a rethink.
I didn't hear that yet, but I know some people, like first responders, firemen, ambulance drivers, they will lose their jobs if this happens because, number one, they're not going to get these shots. But more importantly, number two, they're not going to, they don't want any part of this passports nonsense, whether it be on a cell phone or a piece of paper or anything like that, because they know deep down inside it's tyranny. It's pure and utter tyranny. Like, this is insane. I cannot believe this country I'm living in would actually do that to somebody, would actually segregate them, and this has happened in history before, would actually segregate them based upon a private matter, which is, you know, their medical background. It's no one's business. We're devolving into tyranny here. And
yes,
coming on
are.
Fast and hard. And over what? Over something that over 50 Freedom of Information Acts have been issued to see this isolated SARS-CoV-2 virus. And not one of them came back with it.
Well, you know,
the
CDC and the FDA have now admitted that when they were coming out with the test kits, they didn't have samples. So the test kits were sort of built around by guess and by gosh, which is why they have such a high failure rate. And you know, the tyranny is definitely an objective by the governments. And right now, COVID is the convenient excuse to get everybody used to this whole papers, please kind of nonsense.
Yeah, and this has happened before. And, you know, as you know, this is based upon a potion that hasn't even passed approval. It hasn't passed any of their trials yet.
No.
I think the Pfizer BioNTech isn't supposed to finish its trials until July of 2023.
Yeah.
And Comirnaty, I mean, where is it? It's not even out there. So, you know, this is absolute and utter BS.
Mm-hmm.
And with a big fat bovine, you know.
Yeah, it's hit the flood stage. Yeah,
New York was being
flooded out. Look at the rest of the country.
You know what, Mike? It's it's insanity, and we're up to our eyebrows in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like shit faced is now reached a different level of understanding here.
Yes,
it's thrown at us. Anyways. I appreciate your time, Lady Claire. I love hearing you, so I'm going to let you go so I can hear more of her. Thank you very much, Mike.
Well, thank you for the call, and yes, indeed, we're going to hear more of the lovely Lady Claire. Claire, take it away.
This is another example of weaponization of language, and again, it struck me as very bizarre, and it comes... interestingly and ironically enough from Facebook, which has decided that it is going to be the savior of the internet. Well, my subtitle for this article is Zuck Just Got Stuck in the Muck. Back in July, if you were reading Facebook, they were asking, are your friends becoming extremists? This was back in July. And then a couple of days ago, and this comes to us from Post Apocalypse Media.
Well, it was on a wide variety of sources here, yeah.
And then making the statement, Facebook wants you to rat out your prepper friends. And there's a tremendous irony here. Now, this sounds like it might be a decent idea, but recent warnings, Mike, have gone so far as to label canning groups as extremists.
Yeah.
According to a couple of screenshots of the warnings shared across the social media this week. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming too prepared, Facebook warns? We care about preventing extremism on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Others in your situation have received confidential support. Cue the images of canning. Can you not smell the irony here? Preppers are extremists? Well, sorry, but what happens when preparations to avoid catastrophe are actually part of religious tenets of a religious movement? Let's say, and this is accurate, those of the Mormon Church, where preparation is something taken very seriously by their
indeed.
Members. Congratulations, sir, you have just ticked off 16,633,000 members of the American Mormon Church, not to mention anyone who's not a Mormon, who does these kinds of things, who take their prepping very seriously.
Yeah.
As well as other logical people who don't want to get caught short in the middle of a catastrophe. When, in the name of heaven, is logical, responsible preparation
extremist?
Yeah. I mean, I just...
I mean, we have a supply chain problem.
Yeah.
We've had droughts out west, wildfires mm-hmm. out west. We've had the government actually paying farmers mm-hmm. not to grow crops in the name of controlling climate change.
Yeah.
And, you know, the warnings are being sounded. There are going to be shortages in the future. And it's just common sense to, you know, sort of build up a stockpile to get through times when those store shelves are going to be empty. But according to Facebook, that makes you an extremist. Now, I understand why the government would put out this propaganda. Mm-hmm. They know things are going to be very limited. And they want to uniformly distribute or ration what supplies they are and not let anybody have any extra. And this is going to be the next step of the tyranny that the government will control what you buy and how much you're allowed to buy of things, which they did during World War II. There were ration cards.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I notice about one of the things, if I were a betting human being, I would bet that Mr. Zuckerberg and his wife do not do. And that is probably they don't do their own shoppings. They have
I would imagine that you know, yeah.
But if they did, as we did yesterday on our semi-weekly pilgrimage to our go-to big box store about 40 minutes away, that supply chains on certain items have broken down monumentally.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, a lot of gaps in the shelf.
Yeah. Could you describe that for our listeners?
Well, one of the things I noticed it was a Walmart we were at, and people who work in grocery stores, they talk about fronting the shelves, which is, you know, as inventory is taken from in the front of the shelves, you pull the inventory in the back forward, so you have a nice, pleasing display that looks like everything is there. But in a lot of sections of this store, it was just one product deep. And if you took that product off the shelf, there was nothing behind it. It just went all the way to the back of the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of that along with just outright open spaces.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And the U.S. is experiencing supply chain breakdowns. Mm-hmm. In fact, this has been very much acknowledged by heads of large logistic companies commenting on the shutdown of the Chinese Ningbo Misham container terminal, which has since reopened.
Yes, fortunately.
But there are backlogs.
Yeah, there are 44 ships sitting off the coast of California.
They can't unload.
Because our container terminals have not been kept up to date.
Yeah.
You know, so they're trying to unload as fast as they can, but mm-hmm. importers are facing delays.
Yeah.
It's a real mess. And again, prudent planning and management could have avoided this. But the U.S. government is out there screaming COVID and Afghanistan and abortion and drag queen story hour and, you know, thinking that's how you run a country. And no, it isn't. There's nobody at the helm of the ship of state. And when you have a ship without somebody at the helm, sooner or later, it winds up on the rocks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this container terminal has reopened, but on 23 August, just a couple of weeks ago, CNN Business London reported the shipping crisis is getting worse. Here's what it means for holiday shopping. And I think if you can, try to buy local where you can.
Mm-hmm.
If there is something you are going to get from a major supplier online, lock it up now.
Yeah,
lock it up now.
Claren, we don't have a big shopping list for Christmas, but we've already started filling it. We're not going to wait.
No.
Nope.
And one of the most healthy things you can
do. I got her an electric dog polisher.
Michael?
Yeah.
When did we get a dog?
Well, we have the one next door.
Ah, okay.
All right. All right.
And it's making it more expensive for companies to get goods where they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unresolved snags and the emergence of new problems like the Delta variant mean shoppers are likely to face higher prices and less choice come the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, companies like Adidas, Crocs, and Hasbro are already warning of disruptions as they prepare for the crucial year-end period. And this is a direct quote from Bob Beisterfeld, the CEO of C.H. Robinson, one of the world's largest logistics firms. And what he says is, the pressures on global supply chains have not eased, and we do not expect them to ease anytime soon. So, Mr. Zuckerberg, if these folks are telling us supply chains are going to put us into a world of hurt for Christmas, who do I believe? The guys making their living getting stuff from point A to point B? Or you, sir, telling me that I am a quote-unquote extremist if I'm stocking up where I can? I mean, hello.
Well, I don't believe anything Zuckerberg says anyway. I mean, they've kicked me off of Facebook, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But please try doing your shopping as early as you can to make sure that, you know, things are in line and you've got what you're looking for.
And you are not being an extremist. You are being reasonably cautious if you are a prepper.
Yeah.
And again, the Ida, when it hit New England, mm-hmm. Showed just how quickly things can go south. I mean, it went through Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Stores are destroyed. The
mm-hmm.
power is out.
Yep.
The water is out in Louisiana. They're not sure when that's going to be safe to drink again. And it is not extremist to have stored water and storable food.
Yeah.
You know, an extra eyeglasses, extra prescription medication, and you know, be prepared to basically for a couple of weeks, maybe a month, to be able to survive without the local stores operating.
Yeah, I think this is critical. I
mm-hmm.
think people can't. I don't think there is such a thing as being too prepared, Michael. I don't think that is really possible.
Well, when we can't get the car back in the garage anymore, I think we've hit the limit.
Yes.
That's just me, because I like the car. I don't want to leave it outside.
No. We don't want to do that.
Okay.
But this is important. And one other factor that people need to be aware of, because of how much gas and oil flow through terminals
mm-hmm.
in the state of Louisiana area,
mm-hmm.
gas prices are probably going to start hitting, you know, they're going to get worse.
Well, they're going up. I mean, OPEC has agreed to increase production,
mm-hmm.
Which will help lower the strain.
Mm-hmm.
But that port of New Orleans, it is one of the major shipping terminals for the entire United States. And that Mississippi River is how those goods get up into the Great Plains area.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's sure when that's going to be working properly again. They've got a whole bunch of barges that tore loose and are just sitting in the traffic lanes. They're going to have to round those up as well. It,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was a major disaster.
Yeah.
And again, as we saw with Katrina, there was a general lack of planning to deal with a major storm like that. And even the new governor of New York was out there saying that, the planning to deal with Tropical Depression Ida was inadequate. And, you know, that's why the subways got flooded out.
Mm-hmm.
And the drainage systems need to be improved. I'll bet the drainage systems in the rich neighborhoods are working just fine.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. We're going to grab a phone call. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there. A couple things. One about prepping. I've been a long time prepper. I've got least a couple of years of long-term storable food in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all the friends who are prepping, and I encourage people to do that because...
Extremist, you.
Oh, yeah. It's better to have it and not need than need it and not have it, as they say.
Exactly. Amen. I feel the same way about guns and condoms.
Yeah. Now, another thing is that if you get into prepping, don't tell anybody but your other prepper friends what you're doing.
I don't want to be a target here. I'd hate to have to shoot somebody because then there's a whole bunch of paperwork you got to go through.
Yeah, not quickly. The last thing I want to mention is this flooding in New York. I'll give you a technical reason for what happened there.
Kelly, you're going to have to wait a few minutes to give us that technical reason because we got to take our last commercial break here, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
Austin and Kelly, you were going to give us an explanation for why New York had such horrible flooding. And it wasn't just New York, it was Pennsylvania and New Jersey and You know, I'm glad that dam in Pennsylvania did not collapse, but they were worried about it for a while.
Well, all those places have something in common. Right after this happened, you heard AOC run around saying, well, this is why we have to spend $1 trillion+ on the Green New Deal, because we've got to fix all its infrastructure.
Yeah.
The problem in New York and New Jersey and other Pennsylvania, they got flooded out, is that you had an intense rainfall. It's a great deal of rainfall drop over a very short period of time.
Right.
And that rainfall overwhelmed the watersheds. Most of those watersheds are not very large or rather small, and there's a great deal of impervious cover. In fact, many of those watersheds are practically 100% impervious cover. So that means that the water has nowhere to go, but it rushes to the center of the watershed. It rises very quickly, floods people out, and there's no way that there's insufficient catchment space and insufficient drainage facilities to get this water out in a reasonable period of time. It's a function of how those cities were designed in a small watershed and the amount of impervious cover. Here in Austin, Texas, we've seen areas that were not flood prone 30, 40, 50 years ago that are flood prone now because neighborhoods have been built up to the north.
Yeah.
They've increased the amount of impervious cover, and that means that rainfall, there's no point, there's nothing to capture that rainfall once it hits the ground. And so it just rushes off. And so now we have flooding along some of the creeks here in Austin that they didn't have years ago, unless you had just an unusually intense rainstorm. So I'll tell you, I bet there are a lot of civil engineers up in New York and New Jersey right now who are shaking their head in disbelief of what they're hearing coming out of the mouth of AOC. Yeah, they need to do something to fix that, but that's not justification. That's no justification for spending a $1.5 trillion as a down payment on her Green New Deal, period. You know,
I agree. And frankly, you know, if somebody's going to undertake improvement of the infrastructure, I would rather it be done at the state level rather than this federal government, which seems to suck money in and spit it out all over various war zones, not to mention Israel. And analysts are already looking at this proposed $3.5 trillion deal. And they're saying that actually only a small portion of it will actually benefit the American people. The rest is going to go for all these liberal pipe dreams and pork and, you know, all this LGBTQ stuff and transgender stuff and drag queen story hour. And we really don't need that in this country. We need good roads, good drainage, good rails, good bridges. And I think the states should be entrusted to do that because they know what they need.
Well, with any luck, Joe Manchin and maybe Kyrsten Sinema have put a knife in the back of that monster.
I certainly hope so. Anyway, listen, Kelly, we got to let you go. We are at the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Use social media. Same with whatreallyhappened.com. Use social media. Please donate. It is urgent. Have a really good long weekend. We'll be back on Monday. We will be here. So, aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.